So we are very fortunate to have His Grace Adi Gadadhar Prabhu with us. So Prabhuji will be continuing from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, and he will also be glorifying Gopala Bhatta Goswami. I hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you very much, Preeti Vilasini Mataji, for giving me an opportunity to serve all of you. We are continuing our study of Srimad Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Leela, Chapter 19, verse number 211, 212, and 213. We'll do three verses today. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Advaita Chandra Jaya, Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Verse number 211. Shantarase Swarup Buddhe Krishnaika Nishthata Shamo Mana Nishthata Buddhe Iti Shrimukha Gatha. Translation and purports by His Divine Grace Abhay Charana Aravinda Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation: when one is fully attached to Krishna's lotus feet, one attains the Shamata stage. The word Shamata is derived from the word Shama. Therefore, Shanta Rasa, the position of neutrality, means being fully attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. This is the verdict from the mouth of the Supreme Personality of Godhead Himself. This state is called self-realization. The corresponding verse purport, the corresponding verse from the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 3.1.47 follows. Verse number 212. Shamo Manishthata Budher Iti Shri Bhagavad Vachaha Tanishtha Durgata Budher Etam Shantaratim Vina. Translation: these are the words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When one's intelligence is fully attached to my lotus feet, but one does not render practical service, one has attained the stage of Shantarati or Shama. Without Shantarati, attachment to Krishna is very difficult to achieve. Verse number 213. Shamo Manishthata Budher Dama Indriya Samyamaha Titiksha Dukha Sammarsho Jivho Pastha Jayodhritihi. Translation: the word Shama or Shantarasa indicates that one is attached to the lotus feet of Krishna. Dama means controlling the senses and not being deviated from the Lord's service. Endurance of unhappiness is Titiksha, and Dhriti means controlling the tongue and the genitals. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. This verse is from Srimad Bhagavatam 11.19.36. The conditioned soul under the clutches of Maya, the material energy, is very much agitated by the urges of the tongue and the genitals. Control of the urges of the tongue, the belly, and the genitals, which are situated in a straight line, is called Dhriti. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Tara Madhe Jivha Ati Lobhamaya Sudurmati. Among the senses, the tongue is the most formidable enemy of the conditioned soul. Urged by the tongue, one commits many sinful activities. Although Krishna has given human beings nice food, people still commit sins by killing poor animals for the satisfaction of the tongue. Not being able to control the tongue, the conditioned soul eats more than he needs. Of course, everyone must eat to keep the body fit for the Lord's service. But when one cannot control the senses, he falls victim to the dictations of the tongue and the belly. Naturally, genital agitation follows, and one seeks illicit sex. However, if one is fixed at the lotus feet of Krishna, he can control the tongue. Bhaktivinod Thakur further states, Krishna bada dayamay, kari barhe jivha jay, swaprasadana dilabhay. In order to conquer the tongue, Krishna has been very merciful and has given us nice food that has been offered to him. When a person is attached to Krishna's lotus feet, he does not eat anything not offered to Krishna. Sayanamrita pao, Shri Shri Radha Krishna gunagao, Premedaka Shri Chaitanya nita. Since a devotee eats only prasadam, he conquers the dictations of the tongue, belly and genitals. One can control the dictates of the senses when situated in the position of Shantaras. Then one's advancement in Krishna consciousness is assured. Om Jnanatimirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Thapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahiyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitamscha Namaom Vishnupadaya Krishna Preshthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaura Tuse Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhaktarupa Swarupakam Bhaktavataram Bhaktakshyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Sapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Urishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. I would like to offer my sincere, humble obeisances at the lotus feet of all the devotees who are listening. I also beg for your blessings so that I may be able to serve you in the mood of Dasanudas. Let us pray that by reading Shri Chaitanya Charitamrit, written down so mercifully by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj, our hearts become purified so that we can gain some access to the eternal seva
of Sri Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. We are continuing our study of Sri Rupa Shiksha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead 500 years ago incarnated as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he instructed his beloved disciple Srila Rupa Goswami at Prayag. And this sacred conversation is recorded in Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj. And in the three verses that we read today, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining Srila Rupa Goswami the importance of the foundational rasa, which is Shantaras. There are five primary rasas or emotions or relationships that a liberated soul, a self-realized Jivatma can have with Krishna. These five rasas or emotions or relationships are Shantaras, Dasyaras, Sakhyaras, Vatsalyaras and Madhuryaras. As we keep going higher and higher from Shantaras all the way to Madhuryaras, what we are essentially doing is adding more and more flavors of different rasas and bhakti. We are simply adding more and more and more. That's how the rasas progress. But the rasas are a continuum, they are a spectrum, starting from Shantaras. The evolution goes all the way to Madhurya Ras, where we just keep adding more and more rasa, more and more mellows, emotions into the relationship. So Shantara is the foundational rasa of any relationship with Krishna. There are five principal relationships which we just enumerated, and there are seven secondary rasas also, which sometimes mix with the five primary rasas and give rise to a very, very beautiful flavor. For example, we discussed in the previous class that Bhishma Dev is eternally in the Dasya Ras, and to increase the pleasure of Krishna, Bhishma Dev accepted on top of his primary Dasya Ras, he accepted the rasa of chivalry or Virya Ras. And in Mahabharata Leela, we see that Bhishma Dev manifested primarily Dasya Ras, and on top of that was mixed Virya Ras. So today we are discussing the Shantaras. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is explaining how Shantaras is so foundational. It is so essential for a devotee in any rasa. In Shantaras, the Jivatma becomes completely cleansed, completely purified of all anarthas, of all misgivings, and is completely attached to the Padakamal, to the lotus feet of Krishna. And then you add active service to Shantaras and you get Dasyaras. You add intimate friendly relationship, you get Sakhyaras. You add a very pure form of love to Sakhyaras so that you actually become the caretaker of Krishna. That becomes Vatsalya Ras. And you add very, very pure loving intimacy to that, and you become equal to God, equal to Krishna, you get Madhurya Ras. But the Shantaras is very, very foundational. Very, very foundational. That is the state of self-realization. It is a state of liberation. When we become liberated from the anarthas of this material existence. We become purified of all our false ego, lust, anger, greed. Then we are situated in the platform of self-realization. And in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, you see these rasas, they are very esoteric. They are very difficult to understand. They are on a very high level for us because we are sadhakas. We are baddha jivas. We are conditioned souls. And through the process of sadhana, our spiritual practices, we are trying to get purified and understand our eternal constitutional position in relationship to Krishna and go back to Krishna. But because we are still baddha jivas, we are still conditioned souls, all these higher rasas, they are very difficult for us to grasp, very difficult for us to understand. Therefore, knowing our practical situation, Srila Prabhupada, in the purport, he comments and explains the problems that we face in our day-to-day life. Srila Prabhupada talks about basic things. Srila Prabhupada talks about what Srila Rupa Goswami speaks in the first verse of Upadeshamrit, Nectar of Instruction. Srila Rupa Goswami wrote Upadeshamrit for all of us. It is a beginner's guide to Krishna consciousness. But the beauty of Upadeshamrit is, it is not only meant for beginners, it can give guidance and inspiration and direction even to devotees on the highest spiritual platform. Because Upadeshamrit towards the end talks about Radhakund, the glories of Radhakund. So starting from the basics, Upadeshamrit in just few verses takes us to the highest rasas of Bhakti Yoga. But in the first verse, which is the foundational verse of Upadeshamrit, Srila Rupa Goswami says, Vacho vegam manasa krodha vegam jivha vegam udaro pastha vegam etan vegayo vishayeta dhiraha saravam apimam pruthuvim tashishya. Vacho vegam, exactly what Srila Prabhupada is teaching in this purport. Rupa Goswami says we have to control our speech. Vacha means our speech. The vegan means the urge. It's almost like a, like how the momentum of a car, if it is going at a high speed, you multiply the car's speed by the car's weight. That's the momentum. Very difficult to control. Vague. Vague means that speed, that motion, momentum of something. Vacho vegam, that urge, that momentum, that force of our speech is so strong that oftentimes we find it difficult to control. So many times personally I have regretted, oh, why did I speak like this to that devotee? Why could I not control my tongue? It was not necessary. I could not control my power of speech. I just spoke this. It was so unnecessary. In fact, it was probably harmful. That devotee must have become bewildered by hearing this from me. I should not have spoken like that. I think I regret so many times. Even today. So we find it very difficult to control our urge of speech. Vacho vegam. Manah. We find it very difficult to be able to control our mind. So difficult. We call somebody, so we call up some devotee and the devotee does not respond to our call. We send a message and the devotee doesn't respond. Or doesn't respond the way we expect. Our mind starts cooking up, starts imagining so many wrong things. This devotee has become very egoistic. He is not even answering my phone call. He thinks my phone call is not important. He thinks I am not a very prominent devotee. He is belittling me. He is insulting me. our mind starts telling us so many things. And it may not be the case. That may not be the case. It's just our imagination. Many times. And even if there is some lack of respect, is it really important? Is it really important to become so disturbed about it? Why does our mind want to demand respect? Why does our mind always demand respect from others? All the time. Are we able to offer respect to everybody all the time? No. But yet, when someone doesn't treat us the way we expect, we start thinking ill about that devotee. Oh, that devotee is doing it purposely. Oh, that devotee wants to put me down. That devotee wants to insult me. That devotee is ungrateful. That devotee doesn't have manners. The devotee doesn't have Vaishnava etiquette. Every time I call, he says, Prabhu, accept my humble obeisances, he says to me. And this is how he treats me? He's not treating me like a Prabhu. He's not behaving like my servant. Our mind is so crazy. Sometimes if we just analyze our thoughts, it makes me laugh many times. When I just sit down, I pray to Krishna and I analyze my own thoughts, I laugh at my mind. Really? After chanting for so many years, this is how you are thinking? It is so bewildering. It's very difficult to control the mind. For many days, the mind will be fine. Our consciousness is high. And then little something happens and the mind goes crazy. Starts finding faults where there are no faults. Or even if there are faults, it's not our business. It is not the priority. Manasa. Next is Krodha Vegam. Controlling the urge of anger. So difficult. Controlling our anger with our family members. Controlling our anger with outside people. With the devotee community. So difficult. Sometimes in front of outside people, we show a lot of tolerance. Like Prabhupada is writing in this purport, Titiksha. So, you know, we show a lot of tolerance outside. It's okay, Prabhuji, I forgive you. And then when we sit in the car and we are driving home with our family members, with our spouse, we start bad-mouthing that devotee. Or we start yelling at each other. Or we start. So in front of devotees, we are trying to show that we are very humble, Tiranadapi Sunichana, very well-behaved. And then how do we behave with our own spouse? How do we behave with our own children? So we have to introspect on these things. In the first verse of Upadeshamrita, before we talk about these very high elevated rasas, we have to be honest with ourselves about our own real condition. How fallen are we? We have to analyze that. Krodha Vegam, very, very difficult. Once we speak something in anger, it is so difficult to undo it. It is said that one should never make any decision when we are angry. Why? Because when we are angry, we have lost our intelligence. We cannot make proper decisions. And Hanumanji, he teaches us through his own example. Last week, Her Grace Priti Vilasini Mataji gave such a wonderful class on Sundarkand. I learned so much in that class. So many things, you know, we hear Ramayana, but she was bringing out so many valuable lessons at every step. She was telling, giving so many nice insights, practical insights into Ramayana. For example, Priti Vilasini Mataji made the point that after Hanumanji had burnt the Lanka, he was thinking to himself, what have I done? I did not realize in the fit of rage that by setting the entire Lanka on fire, there is a risk that Mother Sita also may get harmed in the Ashoka garden. And then Hanumanji criticizes or he points out the dangers of anger. Of course, Hanumanji's anger was pure spiritual anger. It was completely used, dovetailed in the service of Shri Sitaram. But being a Mahajan, he is teaching us by his own thought process what we can learn from anger. Anger is like fire. Sometimes we show our anger in a very passive way, because we are devotees and we want others to believe that we have a lot of titiksha, we have a lot of tolerance. We don't openly show our anger. In front of the people, we are very nice. Yes, yes, it's okay, Prabhu, I forgive you. It's okay, Prabhu, hota hai, chalta hai, it happens, no problem. And that's it. When that person goes, when we are with other devotees or when we are with our family members, we don't spare. We don't spare that person. We start bad-mouthing, we start backstabbing, start criticizing. Because we are being urged by our tongue, we are being urged by our mind, and we are being urged under the influence of anger. We control our anger because we want everybody to feel and think and believe that we are very advanced. We are taro riva sahishnu. We are tolerant like a tree. We want everyone to believe. But internally we are burning with anger. And then we show passive aggression many times. We don't do things, but we show passive aggression. We fail to offer respect when we are supposed to. We fail to glorify them or wish them when we are supposed to. We just show passive aggression because actively we cannot do anything. We show passive aggression. So that is also very displeasing to Krishna, who is sitting in our heart. Juha Vegam. Very, very important. Controlling the tongue. So we already spoke about Vacho Vegam. Controlling the speech. So Jivha Vegam here doesn't refer to speech. It refers to our taste buds. Our taste buds. We get nice vegetarian Jain food from a restaurant which is, you know, known for good palatable cuisine. And we just, to satisfy our taste buds, we enjoy it. Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu, Shri Vishnu. We enjoy it. So we have to ask ourselves, am I doing it because I have no choice? There is nothing available and, you know, I'm traveling and there's nothing, hungry. Krishna is very considerate. But if you are doing it simply, Jivha Vegam, simply to satisfy the urge of our tongue, then we need some serious introspection. Once Radhanath Maharaj was glorifying Srila Prabhupada in one of his lectures. And after the lecture, one devotee went to Maharaj and asked him, that, Maharaj, you are talking so many nice things about Prabhupada, but I don't feel that way about Prabhupada. And he expressed many doubts about Srila Prabhupada to Radhanath Maharaj. But what about this? But what about that? But he did like this. So many doubts were coming in the mind of this initiated devotee. He was an initiated disciple. And he was presenting so many doubts about Srila Prabhupada to his Guru Maharaj. And Radhanath Maharaj told him just one thing. He looked at the devotee and told him, to the degree you eat outside food, to that degree Maya will attack you. And then Maharaj told him, you should purify your existence. You should pray to Krishna to purify your existence. It takes one to know one, Maharaj told him. You cannot understand Prabhupada because it takes one to know one. You need certain purity to understand the charitra of a pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. Stop eating outside food first. Otherwise, Maya will keep attacking you. Samshayatma will keep giving you doubts. For the doubting soul, there is no peace. Samshayatma pranashyati. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. Very important. Juha Vegam. वाचो वेगम मनसा क्रोध वेगम व्यूहा वेगम उदर उदर मीन्स आर बेली आर स्टमक सो वॉट इज द डिफरेंस टंग इज ऑल्सो टेस्ट बर्ड एंड बेली इज ऑल्सो फूड सो वाय रूप गोस्वामी is mentioning the same thing again. Actually, it is not the same thing. There is a huge difference between Jiva Vegam and Udara Vegam. Jiva, as we discussed, refers to the taste buds. We want to eat tasty food. We want to enjoy with our tongue. And this Jiva Vegam is especially difficult for practicing devotees. Why? Because other gross forms of sense enjoyment, we most of us have given up. No intoxication, no meat eating, those things we have given up. But when it comes to controlling tasty food, opulent food, we have a problem there. So Jiva Vegam is about taste buds, but Udara, belly, refers to the quantity of food that we eat. We may eat simple food. We may eat khichdi. But are we taking 4 servings of the khichdi? We have to ask ourselves, do I really need to eat so much? You know, 1 rasgulla has been served. Do I want 3 rasgullas? Is it really necessary? Does my body really need so much prasad? Am I working like Bhim, carrying my brothers and mother on my arms and running through the forest? And kicking away tigers and lions and elephants and killing rakshasas when they attack. Do I really need to eat so much quantity? So Jiva Vegam refers to taste buds. And Udara Vegam refers to the quantity of food that we eat. Even though we are eating simple prasad, we have to be careful about the quantity also. Atyahar prayashascha prajalpo niyamagraha जनसंगश्चलोल्यं च षड्भिर्भक्ति प्रणश्यति रूपो संसेज दिस सिक्स आइटम्स सिक्स थिंग्स दे डिस्ट्रॉय आवर भक्ति वी आर डिस्कसिंग हाउ टू सेव गार्ड आवर भक्ति लता इन दिस सेक्शन ऑफ रूप शिक्षा चैतन्य महाप्रभु हैव टू केयरफुली प्रोटेक्ट आवर भक्ति इट्स प्राइसलेस बट दिस सिक्स आइटम्स डिस्ट्रॉय इट फर्स्ट इज अत्याहार Udara Vegam, that is the quantity of food we eat. Atyahar. So, Upastha. Udara Vegam, after that comes Upastha, our genitals. Controlling our genitals. Very difficult also. Especially if our taste buds and the quantity of food that we eat is not controlled, then it is very difficult to control the genitals. Srila Prabhupada explains. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in this beautiful prayer, he explains, the most difficult to control is the tongue. And because we are not able to control the tongue, we are not able to control the other urges also. But Krishna is so merciful, he doesn't just give us the problem, he gives us a solution also. Krishna bada dayamaya kari bare jivha jaya swa prasad anna dinova. He comes as his nice, tasty, delicious prasad to save us. So Srila Prabhupada has given us such a wonderful process. Complete package, A, B, C, D. Association of sincere devotees, A. B, books, transcendental Bhaktivedanta purports. Prabhupada has given us Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Upadeshamrita, Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Ishopanishad. So many beautiful books Srila Prabhupada has given us. Mukunda Mala Stotra, Narada Bhakti Sutra. So many nice books Srila Prabhupada has given us. So many beautiful lectures are there that we can hear. They are there on ISKCON Desiretri, on the Kathamrit app. So much. These books, transcendental literature. We should take shelter of Srila Prabhupada's books, our scriptures. See, chanting. Doing japa, doing kirtan, chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And D is our diet, honoring prasadam. So Srila Prabhupada has given us such a wonderful, foolproof process. but we face difficulties in Krishna consciousness because we are not following this process properly. I was having difficulties in my spiritual life, and I spoke to a very dear friend. See, it's very important that we have friends who we consider to be our equals or almost equals, and we can talk to them very frankly. We can reveal to them anything, any problem we are having, we should be able to reveal to them. That friend could be our spouse or could be a friend, a devotee friend. But it is very important to have a friend. And I was having difficulty in my spiritual life at one point. So I was discussing with a very good friend of mine who is a very sincere devotee, and we consider each other as equals. So, you know, again in Rupa Deshamrita, Rupa Goswami explains this. Dadati pratigrinati guhyamakhyati prasyati bhunjate bhojayate chayva chadvidhim priti lakshanam. These are the six symptoms of loving exchanges between devotees. Priti lakshanam. Dadati pratigrinati, giving gifts and receiving gifts from devotees. When a devotee invites us home for prasadam, we go, we honor the prasadam which they have cooked with love. They offer us nice feast. We talk to them sweetly. We enjoy that feast. But when we go to their house, we take a gift for them. We may give them a spiritual book, or we may give them some fruits that we bought, which they can offer to their deities and then honor themselves. Or we give them some flowers which they can use in their seva of Krishna, in their puja archana. So we receive gifts and we give gifts. Very important. Dadati pratigraham. Guhyam akhyati prasyati. Revealing one's mind confidentially and inquiring confidentially from the friend. So very important. So Rupa Goswami says this is very important. So we should all have devotee friends with whom we have intimate friendship. And we should be able to reveal our minds to them confidentially. We should have faith that this devotee will not go around gossiping about me. This devotee will keep my secrets a secret. We should be able to confidentially reveal our mind. So, because see, unless we open up with our devotee friends, it is very difficult to make spiritual advancement. Why? Because Satchinandan Maharaj explains that, actually Sanatan Goswami says, and Satchinandan Maharaj quotes Sanatan Goswami. Sanatan Goswami explains that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavan. He is the deliverer of the fallen souls. He is the savior of the fallen souls. Patita Pavan. He elevates the sinful people. Patita Pavan. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Kapata Pavan. He is not the savior of the deceitful. Deceitful, we should not be deceitful. It is alright if we are papi. It is alright if we don't have taste. It is alright if we are patita. But Dina Bandhu Krishna is Patita Pavan. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Patita Pavan. They are not Kapata Pavan. If we are deceitful, then we don't have hope. Hare Krishna. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not Kapata Pavan. So we should not pretend in front of our friends what we are not. Otherwise we are Kapati. We are deceitful. We should reveal our mind. We should become an open book. Prabhu, please accept my warm embrace. I'm having this problem. Can you help me? We have to open up, honestly. I'm having this difficulty. Otherwise what happens is, we just pretend that everything is alright in our Krishna consciousness. We just pretend that everything is going smoothly. And by the time we reveal our mind, it is too late. The damage is already done. So we have seen this. Therefore, we have to be very careful. We have to open our mind, discuss, have open communication well in time. Not wait until great damage is done. When bad thoughts are coming, before those thoughts become actions, we should seek help. I have a very good friend. I am still in touch with him. He is such a wonderful devotee. But when we were preached the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, when we were in Grant Medical College, JJ Hospital in Bombay, during my first MBBS, he was a very good friend of mine. And we both got preached together and we started attending Gaurgopal Prabhu's classes. Gaurgopal Prabhu used to come every Thursday to our boys' hostel in the evening and he used to go to one of the rooms of any one boy who was interested. And 5-10 of us would come together and hear from him. So that time, you know, we were completely new to Krishna consciousness. We were not even chanting 16 rounds. We were not wearing Kanti Mala. We were not following the four regulative principles. So we were eating canteen food. So we didn't know. We used to ask anything to Gaur Gopal Prabhu. So my friend asked him that, Prabhuji, here, you know, this Kamatipura is just next door from JJ Hospital. It's a, you know, red light area where, you know, prostitution and there are brothels and everything. He said, I am so tempted to go there. He told Gaur Gopal Prabhu. And Gaur Gopal Prabhu was completely non-judgmental. He just very lovingly, in a very friendly way, told him, whenever you feel like going there, you just pick up the phone and call me. You just pick up the phone. You know, you have a phone in your hostel. You know the temple number. I am generally in the temple only. Just call the temple operator and ask for me. I will come and talk to you. Or, instead of sitting in a taxi and going to the red light area, you sit in the taxi and come to Radha Gopinath and you meet me. We will sit, we'll talk, I'll give you prasad and I'll help you get over that phase. Because there is a phase when Maya attacks so badly. And we just need help and care when we are in that deep trough. There are crests and there are troughs in spiritual life. Crest is when we are high, trough is when we are low. When we are low, we need friends. We need our devotee well-wishers who will give us a helping hand and tell us, Prabhu, please hold my hand. Today you are down, I will help you. Tomorrow I may be down. Please, you help me at that time. Very beautiful. So very important to have such friends. So I opened my heart to my friend and I said, Prabhu, I am having difficulty. It's been so many years in Krishna consciousness, but still struggling. So he told me that he had heard from his Shiksha Guru that when we take Diksha, when we take initiation, we take a vow. I will chant 16 rounds of Hare Krishna Mahamantra minimum every day on my japa beads. I will follow the four regulative principles, no meat eating, no intoxication, no illicit sex, no gambling. And I will serve in the mission of Srila Prabhupada in the mood of the servant, of the servant, of the servant. And then the spiritual master accepts us and gives us a spiritual name, gives us Tulsi Mala to chant on. All the devotees bless us. Such a wonderful experience to take Diksha. The Shiksha Guru of my friend told him that this Pratigya that we take during Diksha, this vows of initiation which we take, I will chant 16 rounds on my Japa Mala every day minimum. This implies that the 16 rounds are during Brahma Murta. We have to chant our rounds in the morning during Brahma Murta between 4 o'clock to 7 o'clock. 7 o'clock is the latest. Ideally between 4 o'clock and 6:30 or between 4 o'clock and 6 a.m. Why? Because chanting 16 rounds is like taking a life-saving medicine. I remember when sometimes our children become sick and we have to take them to the pediatrician and, you know, they're really coughing, not able to breathe, and we are giving breathing treatments, nebulization, inhalers, steroids, antibiotics. So when we go to the pediatrician and the kids are feeling miserable, and the pediatrician says, prescribes the medicine and says, go to the pharmacy, get this medicine, give this inhaler, give this steroid, give this antibiotic. When we go to the pharmacy, we give the prescription, we make the copay, and we receive that medicine from the pharmacy. And when we come home, we see our child suffering, coughing, face is red, struggling to breathe, has fever. What do? Immediately we open the bottle, shake it, take the medicine and give it the way it is supposed to be given. Because we know this is the most important thing. This is life-saving for my child. We don't come home, just keep the medicine on the table and say, I will give it later on. I will give it at night. Or if I'm not able to give it, I will give the medicine maybe tomorrow. I will finish the medicine tomorrow. No! That medicine is a precious, life-saving aushadhi medicine. As soon as we come, immediately we make it palatable, put honey in it, mix it in applesauce, whatever it takes. But we will give that medicine to our child immediately. We will not even change our clothes. As soon as we come from pharmacy, first take this medicine. It is life-saving. Similarly, every day we have to take the medicine of japa, our chanting. Why leave chanting for the last? As soon as we wake up, what is the most important thing I need to do? What is that one thing which is going to empower me to perform my duty as a husband properly? To perform my duty as a father properly? To perform my duty as a working professional in this society properly? To perform my duty as a child to my parents properly? To perform my duty to my spiritual master and Krishna properly? What is that most important thing that is empowering me to behave like a sadhu? What is that one thing that I do that is empowering me to be a source of pleasure to everybody I meet, including my Guru Maharaj and including Krishna? What is that one thing that empowers us to perform with the right consciousness? It is our chanting. Then why should I leave my chanting when I am driving the car? Why should I leave my chanting for the afternoon when there are so many disturbances, so many phone calls, so many people wanting my attention, when I am sleepy after lunch? Why should I leave it at night when everybody is sleeping, when I am sleepy? Or why should I leave it for a time when my children are begging for my attention? I come back from the office and children say, Daddy, will you take us to the park? No, I have to chant my rounds. Why? This is the aushadhi. Take it first thing in the morning. So Shiksha Guru said, chant your vow of chanting 16 rounds means Brahma Murta, chanting in front of Krishna in your duty room on your initiation Tulsi Japa Mala. You have to finish your round before 6:30 or 6 o'clock. Because after that, people are going to demand your attention. You have to wake up the children, you have to make breakfast, you have to go to work, get ready. But if you can take the effort of waking up at 4 o'clock or whatever time, depending on your schedule, but finish your japa by 6:30, all 16 rounds, in front of Krishna, during Brahma Murta, when your mind is fresh, on your initiation japa mala, in the presence of Tulsi Maharani, with your eyes looking at Krishna's beautiful form, with your mouth chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, with your ears hearing that sound vibration, how pleasing it is to Guru and Krishna. And if they are pleased, then they will empower you to please everyone. We are trying to please our mind. We are trying to please our spouse. We are trying to please our children, our parents, our friends, our relatives, our boss, our co-workers. We are trying to please everybody. But the empowerment comes from chanting our 16 rounds. This is the prescription. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to chant fixed number of rounds. All our acharyas used to chant fixed number of rounds. Srila Prabhupada has given us 16 rounds prescription. Our spiritual master has given us the prescription and we have taken a vow. The Shiksha Guru said, chant 16 rounds during Brahma Murta And if within few days your consciousness is not better, then you come and tell me. So me and my friend both started this. We set our alarm for 4 a.m. and by 4:15 we just start chanting 16 rounds in front of Krishna during Brahma Murta on the initiation Japamala. By 6:15 or maximum 6:30, chanting is finished, completed, good quality, and then in the daytime, whatever time we get, just chant some extra rounds. Then you may chant those extra rounds, you know, not in the ideal circumstances, but just chant some extra rounds, if possible. Otherwise, hear nice lectures when you're driving. You can do your seva so nicely. You're not short-tempered, you're not snappy at others because your chanting is not done. You feel relaxed, you feel good. You're able to perform a seva nicely. You're able to focus. So it's very important to take this aushadhi of 16 rounds Hare Krishna Mahamantra as the first thing in the morning, because it is the most important thing in our whole day. Then we can do our other services very nicely. So, Jivha Vegam, Udara Vegam, Upastha Vegam. So when we are having difficulties, whether it is difficulty controlling our genitals, controlling our tongue, controlling our speech, controlling our mind, controlling our anger, controlling our appetite, anything, any difficulty we are having, if we have a strong sadhana, we will get the strength to put our foot down and say, no, I am not doing this. I am not doing this. See, when Ajamil was captivated by the beauty of the prostitute, he came from a Brahmin background. He came from a Vedic background. He was a pious man. He was a son of a Brahmin. When he saw that temptation in front of him, he wanted to say no. Actually, our Acharya explained, he prayed. He tried to remember the different Vedic prayers which he had learned. He knew it was wrong to look at the prostitute like that, with lust. He knew what he was doing was wrong. He tried to control himself. He was saying no. But he was saying no, no, no. But the temptation, his anarthas and his mind were saying, yes, yes, yes. His no was too feeble. And that no died. And the yes took over. And then he fell down. So it's not that Ajamil did not try. Ajamil said no. But that no was no. It has to be no. I will not do it. To get that strength to say that no, we have to do our japa during Brahma Murta. We have to do attentive chanting. That strength comes from sadhana. If Krishna is pleased with our sadhana, then Krishna gives the strength. Daiviyesha gunamai mama maya durattaya mame vaya prapadyante maya vetam purandita. Daivi maya, Krishna's maya, this is Krishna's energy. Impossible for us to do it. Once Radhanath Maharaj in his lecture was asking, so how powerful is maya? Can somebody explain to me? And some devotee said, very powerful, Maharaj. Very powerful, extremely powerful. Much more powerful than us. And then Maharaj smiled and said, actually, maya is as powerful as Krishna. Because it is Krishna's energy. Maya is as powerful as Krishna empowers maya to. It's Krishna's energy. We have to think that it is Krishna's energy. Krishna is saying it is my energy. Mama maya, it is my energy. Krishna is saying. Maya can be as powerful as Krishna. It's Krishna's energy. Mam evaye prapadyante maya metam tarantite. We have to show that sharanagati to Krishna. By our actions, we can pray, Krishna, protect me from... I remember first time I went to Vrindavan. I can never forget this experience. First time when I went to Vrindavan, I went for Barsanaya camp. And Vishwaroop Prabhu took us on Parikrama after the high camp was finished. And he took us to Radha Madan Mohan temple, the worshipable deities of Sri Sanatana Goswami. So, Vishwaroop Prabhu told us that we are all under the influence of Cupid, Madan, because our heart is struck by the deadly arrows of Cupid, deadly arrows of lust and hankering. He said, this is Madana Mohan, the one who attracts the Cupid, the one who is the Lord of Cupid. If you pray to Radha Madan Mohan to help you overcome your lust, you will be able to overcome your lust. And I heard that, I became so happy. I said, wow, this powerful enemy, I can just overcome by praying once. So immediately I remember I just offered my full Ashtanga Dandavat in front of Radha Madan Mohan in Vrindavan Dham on that beautiful hill. And I started praying, Shri Radha Madan Mohan, please protect me from lust. Please take away all the lust from my heart. I want to be free of lust. And then I came back to Bombay from the Barsanai camp. And yes, few days I was high, spiritually high, and then boom, again I was down in the pits. Then next year again I went. So then I went in the summer for Jhulan Yatra. Again I fell down. Now I had a little bit more knowledge. So now I started praying, oh, let me please Radha Madan Mohan by chanting their pranam mantra. Jayatam suratam bango mama manda matergati amatsarvasva padam bojau Radha Madan Mohanau. I thought if I chant these nice Sanskrit prayers, Madan Mohan will be very pleased. And this time they will answer my prayers. Again I prayed, please remove my lust. Please cure me from lust. Radha Madan Mohan, please. Again I was high. Again I came back to Bombay. Few days, few weeks I was high. And again, down in the pits. Again Maya had left me. Again next year, in February, I came for Barsanai camp. And now my faith was getting shaken. Does it really work? Can Radha Madan Mohan really cure me from my lust? Again I offered obeisances. Now I had even little bit more knowledge. I said, this lust is preventing me from doing any seva. Lust is the cause of all my problems. Jayato vishayam pumsa sangate upajayate sangat sanjayate kama kamat krodho bhijayate krodhat bhavati sammohan sammohan smriti vibhrama smriti brahmachat buddhinasho buddhinashat pranashyati. Radha Madan Mohan, please hear my prayer. Lust is the cause of everything. From lust comes anger. From anger comes illusion. I lose all my memory of all the spiritual things I have learned. And then pranashyati, I fall down. Please help me from lust. Save me from lust. Cure my lust. Again I felt high. Again I came to Bombay. Again for a few weeks I was high, and then whoosh. Again I was trapped. Again my consciousness was low. And I was thinking, does it really work? I am praying. I am begging Krishna sincerely for help. Why is it not working? And then I realized, apparently it is not working because with my mouth I am praying. I am asking for purification. But with my actions I am not showing Krishna that I am serious. With our actions we have to convince Krishna that we mean our prayers. I mean it, Krishna. I want to be purified. That's why I'm waking up at Brahma Murta. And I'm chanting all my 16 rounds before sun rises. Please take this as an indication that I'm serious. I mean what I pray. So when that effort comes, then Krishna reciprocates. Then Krishna reciprocates. So therefore, we have to have a strong foundation if we want to go higher in our bhakti. And one of the components of strong foundation means we need to have friends with whom we can discuss confidentially. one-on-one, reveal our mind. I'm feeling like this about this devotee. I'm feeling angry with this devotee. I'm feeling envious of this devotee. I don't like the way this devotee treats me. What should I do? We should be able to discuss. We should have these friends. We have to search for such friends. And when we find them, we have to treasure them. Treasure them. So these are some thoughts. I actually had prepared a completely different class. But when I read Srila Prabhupada's purport, I understood my own shortcomings and I realized that I should not speak beyond my realization. I should speak as far as my realization allows. And I am so fallen that I dared not to speak anything beyond self-purification, anartha nivritti. But because few days ago was the divine appearance day of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, I will just speak few words in 2 minutes about Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Because actually it's such a beautiful pastime, it can be one full class. But I will just say one thing about Gopal Bhatta Goswami because we spoke about the beautiful Radha Madan Mohan. Our Vaishnava Siddhanta has three components. There is Sambandha, there is Abhideya, and there is Prayojan. Sambandha means to understand our constitutional position in relationship to Krishna, self-realization, Atma-Sakshatkar. Abhideya means the process by which we please Krishna and we come closer to Krishna and we serve Krishna. And Prayojan is the final level, final phase where we are blissfully situated in rendering confidential service to Krishna in the mood of the assistants of the gopis and manjaris. Gopi Bharatur Padakamalayora Das Dasa Anu Das, that is Prayojan. To become engaged as the servant of the servant of the servant of the gopis and manjaris in the eternal service of Sri Sri Radha Shyam Sundar, Sri Sri Radha Gopinath. So, the Sambandha Murti is Radha Madan Mohan. The Abhideya Murti is Radha Govinda. Radha Madan Mohan is the worshipable deity of Srila Sanatana Goswami. Radha Govinda, who are the Abhideya Murti, they are the worshipable deities of Srila Rupa Goswami. And finally, the Prayojan Murti is Radha Gopinath. Radha Gopinath. And Radha Gopinath are the worshipable deities of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. So Sanatan Goswami is our Sambandha Acharya. Rupa Goswami is our Abhideya Acharya. And Raghunath Das Goswami is our Prayojan Acharya. The worshipable deity of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, who is one of the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, is Radha Raman. And Radha Raman is a perfect combination of Sambandha, Abhideya and Prayojan. Perfect combination of Madan Mohan, Govinda and Gopinath. You must have all seen the beautiful photographs of Radha Ramanji, who are still being worshipped in Vrindavan Dham for almost last 500 years. Radharaman's lotus feet resemble those of Madan Mohan. Radharaman's beautiful face, his lotus-like eyes, his pleasing smile resembles that of Govinda Deva. And Radharaman's flute-holding hands and his beautiful chest, which is the eternal residence of Srimati Radharani, resembles that of Gopinath. So Gopal Bhatta Goswami's Pranadhan, Radharaman, are a combination of Madan Mohan, Govinda, and Gopinath. Jaya Radha Ramana, Radha Ramana, Radha. Srila Gopal Bhattir Pranadhana He. So these are just few words in glorification of Srila Gopal Bhatta Goswami, whose appearance day was few days ago. If you check the time, it is past noon, so we will conclude here. Just wanted to share a few thoughts about these three powerful verses from Chaitanya Charitamrita and the powerful purports of Srila Prabhupada. I would like to thank all of you from the core of my heart. I value your association very much. I value this service very much, and I humbly beg at your lotus feet that you all please shower your blessings upon a fallen soul like me, and please pray for me so that I am able to become purified, and then in a purified state I am able to serve all of you and serve Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga nicely. And likewise, I pray for all of you. May Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga bless you all, always. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami Maharaj ki jai. Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hari Hari Bol. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranams, all glories to Srila Prabhupada, all glories to you. Thank you for the very, very wonderful class, very relevant, full of impact on me. Thank you so much. I really liked so many things you were talking about the mind, about the tongue, the relevant examples you were giving, the importance of having a devotee confident, telling them things that would really help us. Thank you so much, Prabhu. I really liked one thing you were talking about. When you were talking about the early chanting part, you were telling that actually, I felt this is so true. You were telling that we are trying to please everyone, but if we actually please Krishna with our chanting in the early morning, then automatically everyone is pleased and everything is in place. It was a very powerful sentence. Thank you so much. It's actually an eye-opener to me because I really feel that many times I'm trying to please everyone, but really I don't please anyone. But I think this is like the most simple formula that you have given. Thank you so much. It was very, 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 it was a very beautiful class. I've never heard such a beautiful class on this voice. It was very relevant and very instructive. And it's so nice, actually, when a speaker tells their own experiences, it makes us understand things in a better way, understand the mood better. So really, thank you so much for doing this class for us. Very, very grateful to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. And one more thing, when we're talking about these highs and lows that even I felt that many times, suddenly we are all enthused and some days it goes really well and then there is a low. But then you also give the solution we have to promise Krishna that we are, and show Krishna that actually we are putting the effort, then it all falls in place. So it was a very beautiful thing. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Priti Vilasini Mataji. Dasosmi. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Aglor Srila Prabhupada, Guru Maharajas, thank you for a wonderful instructive class. So many wonderful points as Preeti Mavilasini Mataji was explaining. And the point that really, really hit my heart was when you say, when we chant our 16 rounds, we will Can you imagine? We will please Guru and Gaur and Srila Prabhupada and Krishna. And it was just, I don't know, for some reason it just really stuck to my heart. So for me, it was a direct instruction. So thank you so very much. And I'm hoping that with your, with this wonderful lecture, I can focus and do what needs to be done. And I really, really liked when you said, when you explained how when the Prabhu was having difficulty and you were explaining how you just call a friend. You know, as an Alcoholics Anonymous, they always, you and you have a sponsor, right, that you call when you're at that brink, when you need to have that drink. So this was just like that, and it's, that's very, very helpful to find somebody that you can call and say, hey, talk to me, you know, get me over this little bump. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. And all glories to your service.
Thank you, Mataji. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. It was such a beautiful class, and you had so many points I could take it from, and especially the point of chanting in Brahma Murta. That was a real instruction to me too, Prabhu. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Dandat Pranam. It's a very nice class. Actually, I like all the points what you said. Especially, I really like the point, means how we need to practice, means how we have to show our sincere desire in action. Actually, we know a lot of things. My philosophy, but it's very difficult to apply in our life, each and everything. I mean, how we need to show our that sincere desire, means our sincere action to Krishna, and then only He will remove all the lust from our heart. Means it's for me, it's very necessary to apply the things in practical way, Prabhu. Thank you all the devotees. Thank you, Hare Krishna, Prabhu.
Thank you, Mataji. Hare Krishna. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. This is Anang Priya Devi Dasi. Prabhuji, the class is really very, very wonderful. And I have a question. Can I ask?
Yes, Ananga Priya Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Prabhuji, you mentioned that anger, we should control our anger. But with me, it's very difficult. I tried so many ways. But when it's come, I lost my all senses. I don't know what happened. I was so angry and I did something wrong. So how can we control our anger?
Hare Krishna. Mataji, we all struggle from anger and other anarthas. The real answer is, which has helped me. I also still struggle from all the anarthas, but what has really helped me is this Brahma Murta Japa. I can vouch for that. I can Brahma Murta Japa is one thing that has really helped me in my spiritual life, and I think it is the most important thing I do in my Krishna consciousness. Brahma Murta Japa in front of Krishna on the initiation Japa Mala during Brahma Murta every day. Other thing that has helped me is being mindful. Means just being conscious of one's thoughts. When these thoughts come, see, generally we don't get into a outburst of anger immediately. It generally doesn't happen like that. There is something brewing in our consciousness. I will give an example about it. What happens is, suppose I do something to you which you don't like, and then it happens again, or it, you know, we don't have any communication, and that thing is just going on in your mind that this person did this to me, and then someday when the opportunity comes and or something else happens, it will just act as a spark to ignite all that fuel of anger that was sitting in the heart. I'll give you one example. I was doing one service, and you know, somehow that service was taken away from me, and I was feeling very angry with the devotee who took away the service from me. And I did not communicate. I did not reveal my heart to anybody. It was just in my heart. And then something happened, and that devotee did something else, and my anger, my angry outburst at that devotee was completely out of proportion with what that devotee had done that day. Why? Because I had not taken care of my emotions previously. And then I felt embarrassed and he felt embarrassed. And then we sat down and we discussed. And it turned out what he had done originally, which had triggered my anger originally, was not even something that he had meant to do. It was completely not his fault. But I had perceived it as if he is trying to belittle me, or he is trying to take away service from me. And I had completely misunderstood him because of lack of communication. And then I had kept thinking about it for many days. And then when that another opportunity came, I just had a anger outburst. I'll give you one more example. When I was in medical school, you know, I had got engaged to my wife, Radha Bhav. We were both medical students that time. And I used to visit their family sometimes. And her father, means my future father-in-law, was a very influential man. He was in Mantralaya. He was at a very, very high, he was an IS officer, and he was at the peak of his career. He was going to retire in a few years. So he was at the very peak of his career. And when, so in the first year, Gaur Gopal Prabhu used to preach to us. In the second and third year of medical school, Gauranga Prabhu used to preach to us. So every Janmashtami, Gauranga Prabhu used to have a Janmashtami celebration in JJ Hospital. So one devotee, who actually was one of the people who preached to me initially, he was by now, he had finished his post-graduation also, and he was a lecturer in JJ Hospital. Very, very nice devotee. He's a very good friend of mine. Can you invite your father-in-law for the annual Janmashtami celebrations in our JJ Hospital? Because so many students attend, so many teachers attend, our dean also attends sometimes. So it will be so nice if such a big officer in Mantralaya, who is a secretary, you know, if he comes, it will be, it will add so much value to our program. So can you please invite him? Now, I had a very formal relationship with my father-in-law because I had just gotten engaged to Radha Bhav, and they knew me, and you know, I was just a student and he was a big officer, and we had a formal relationship. But I went to him and I told him that we have this Janmashtami celebration and Gauranga Prabhu comes, and you know, he's B.Tech from IIT, he comes on television, Atma serial, he's a very nice devotee and he gives very nice class in English. Would you please come as our chief guest for the program? And he had some engagements, he was supposed to travel to some place that weekend. But he cancelled all that and he said, okay, Abhay, I will come. And then I confirmed with this devotee that my father-in-law spoke to him and he had agreed to come. I did not tell him that, you know, he had to make so many changes in his schedule and all that. But I just said he had agreed to come. And then 1 week before the Janmashtami was supposed to happen, this devotee called me and he told me, actually, we don't need your father-in-law to come for the program. So just tell him that he did not come. I was so angry, Mataji. I was so angry. I was thinking, how can he do this to me? It makes me look so bad. I convinced my future father-in-law, who is such a big officer, to come. He made changes in his schedule. And now he's just calling me up and telling me in one sentence that he did not come, don't come. I was really angry. And I told him, all right, Prabhu, I will tell my, you know, I'll tell my father-in-law, future father-in-law, not to come. But what you have done is very wrong and I'm really upset with you. Please do not talk to me in the future. And I just cannot understand how you can do this. And I just hung the phone on him. I just hung up. And then I, of course, told my father-in-law that, you know, please, there has been some change and please, you know, you can carry on with your program. And he was okay. He said, okay, no problem. Anyway, he didn't say anything about it. That was the end of the story. Now, this was Janmashtami. And then I was feeling so bad that I had this angry outburst. But this angry outburst, Mataji, I'll be honest with you, I had because I was having some other difficulties also with this devotee. I was thinking that he is not giving me the respect that I deserve, things like that. And I did not control my mind beforehand. So Janmashtami, this happened, I had an angry outburst. This is probably the only time I have had such an angry outburst at a devotee. But anyway, I did that and I was feeling guilty, but my mind justified it. Hey, Abhay, don't feel bad. You did nothing wrong. Look at the way he treated you. You know, what you did is right. He needs to learn. Otherwise, next time he will do the same thing. It is your duty to correct him. Otherwise, he will go on. He offended you. Tomorrow, he will offend somebody else. You did nothing wrong, my mind was telling me. But Krishna is the conscience. Paramatma gives us the conscience. In my conscience, I was not happy. I knew that my angry outburst was not an act of pure devotional service. I did something wrong. It was, you know, I cannot justify it. I was feeling guilty. And then Radhashtami comes after Janmashtami. So on Radhashtami day, I had gone to the temple. And Radhanath Maharaj was leading Kirtan. And the temple hall in Radha Gopinath Mandir was packed. Packed. There was no place to sit, no place to stand up, no place to move. Everybody was, it was packed. And this devotee, somehow, he was sitting little bit away from me. There were two devotees sitting between me and him. And we had not spoken even once after that phone call, which happened just before Janmashtami. So I noticed him, he noticed me, and you know, we were just sitting and we were both pretending to be in ecstasy during the kirtan. But honestly, Mataji, that day I could not feel any taste for the holy name. And I was praying to Guru Maharaj, I was praying to Srila Prabhupada, I was praying to Radha Gopinath, specifically Radharani, that my heart is filled with anger, my heart is filled with ego and guilt at the same time. Please purify me. Please purify me. And somehow, by the mercy of Radharani, those two devotees who were sitting between me and this devotee, for some seva, they suddenly got up and left. And then there were some devotees coming from the other side, so they pushed this devotee towards me. And he came, and now we were sitting lap on lap. Our laps were touching, we were sitting right next to each other. And kirtan was going on. It was such an emotional moment for me, and I was thinking that I am sitting here on Radhashtami, in front of Radha Gopinath, in front of Prabhupada, in front of my Guru Maharaj, and I have got all this wealth because of him. He preached to me. He helped me so many times during my medical rotations. He helped me in my spiritual life. Some of the pastimes that I know about Krishna, for the first time I heard from him. And this is how I treated him. And I just looked at him. And I had tears in my eyes. As Maharaj was doing kirtan, it was ecstatic kirtan. And I had tears in my eyes. And I just looked to my right side where he was sitting. And he was looking at me with tears in his eyes. I can never forget that. And in that sitting position only, we just leaned towards each other and we just embraced. And loudly, during that kirtan, I spoke in his ear. I said, Prabhu, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry I yelled at you. I don't know why I did it. There is no excuse. Please accept my unconditional apology. I'm just sorry. That's all I can say. Please forgive me, Prabhu. And I embraced him. And he was crying and he was saying, Prabhu, I'm sorry. And I was feeling so bad. He's initiated, I'm not initiated. And he's calling me Prabhu. Who am I? I'm so fallen. And he was saying, I'm sorry, Prabhu. I should have been more, I should have worded it properly. But Prabhu, forgive me. I'm from a small village in Maharashtra. I don't know how to speak English properly. I don't have good communication skills. And I just put it very bluntly. Actually, that is not what happened. I said, Prabhu, don't speak anything. I'm just sorry. Please don't apologize to me. I should be apologizing. And we were just embracing. And then Maharaj said, now stand up and dance. And everybody stood up. And we could not leave each other's hands. We were clasping each other's hands tightly. And throughout the rest of the kirtan, we were just dancing together like brothers. Tears. Both of us were crying. And we could just taste the nectar of the holy name in the kirtan together when we were like brothers in arms, holding each other's arms. We did kirtan
And then that was not it. We went down for prasadam together. We sat down together. And as we were having prasadam, this devotee explained to me what happened. He said, actually, Prabhu, what had happened was the warden of the hostel had come to my room and I had small details of Jagannath Balya Subhadra. And he had thrown away my details of Jagannath Balya Subhadra through the window. And he said, I will not let your program happen. I will not let a Janmashtami program happen. And he was threatening this and that. So we were all very scared. And Prabhu, you had gone for Jhulan Yatra. I had gone somewhere. So I had missed all this. And because it was internship, I was not staying in the hostel at that time. So I didn't know all these things that were happening, that had happened in the hostel in those few weeks. So Prabhuji, you were not aware, but all this was happening. And we were not even sure if the Janmashtami program in JJ Hospital was going to happen or not. So I discussed with the senior devotees and I discussed with Gaurang Prabhu. And Gaurang Prabhu said, please don't call the IS officer. Otherwise, if there is some tamasha here, some ruckus, you know, some opposition, it will disturb him. And it will, you know, we will not be able to take care of him properly. We will not be able to serve such a big officer properly in this small program in the hostel. So don't call him. Instead, I will call him to the temple for Janmashtami and we will, you know, treat him the way a, you know, VIP should be treated. Like this. So he wanted to tell me all this, but I didn't hear him. And I just hung up on him. I just hung the phone down and I yelled at him. So when he explained to me, I realized that it's not his mistake. It was just a communication problem, an anger problem. So after that, I'm very careful about my anger. And I cannot say I took a vow, but I just try to remind myself that whenever I am in provoking situations, I try my best to not make any decisions when I'm angry. I try to wait until my anger is over, because what we decide once we have crossed that anger phase is completely different compared to what we were thinking when we were under the spell of that anger. So we just have to give ourselves time, have a good sadhana, and the anger will go, and then we should make our decisions. So that is what I learned very hard way after doing Vaishnava Aparadh. But by mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Srila Radha Gopinath, it ended well. And today also we are very, very intimate friends. And of course he is much senior to me, much more advanced than me. But that is what this is my experience, Mataji, with anger. I thought I should just share it with you. Hope that helps, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I'm trying to do my japa in the Brahm Murta, Prabhuji. But what happened, my baby is so small, you know. So sometimes he's sick or something, so I cannot woke up like 4:30, but I tried 5:30 or 6, I have to woke up. So sometimes 5:30 or 5:45 I woke up, and what happened that I cannot sit in my DT room because my baby is sleeping, so I have to sit next to him. He's so small, so I don't want to disturb his sleep.
That is very important, Mataji. You know, it is your duty to take very good care of children, and you can chant in the bedroom, that is no problem, next to him. And you know, we have photographs of Radha and Krishna in every room.
I have photographs in my bedroom, and nothing, Bhagwan and Radha Krishna, Radha Raj Bihari ji picture I have in my bedroom photo, so I did
that. Is very good, Mataji, that's fine. You can chant there in the next to Mukunda.
Yeah, and I tried to woke up like 4:30, but nowadays Mukunda is not well. So I tried, but it's somehow it's late, like 5:30 or 5:45 I woke up, and after that I started my japa. So I tried.
it is very challenging with small children, but again, just, you know, Krishna is pleased with our efforts. Just do your best, and this is also a phase. Children grow up, and you know, we also had small children, it was difficult. But now children have grown, so now by Krishna's mercy it is easier.
You just told me that we should try in Brahmo that japa, so I tried. So thank you so much, Prabhuji, and it's really helped me. It's really helped me a lot.
Thank you, Mataji. We are all patients, so this medicine helped for me. So I'm just sharing that this medicine is good, please take it. You also take
After your medicine, when I take it, it really helps me. It's really, really very helps me in all my situation, in my material, spiritual, everything, and everywhere. It helps me a lot. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for your answer, Prabhuji, and for your sharing experiences. Very nice.
That's awesome. Thank you, Mataji. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. This is Kunti, Prabhuji.
Yes, Mataji. Please go ahead.
This is about anger and communication, Prabhuji. So, as you said, like, you know, we have to control our anger. So, I am trying to do that. So, if you are trying to communicate to the other person really in a soft voice also, and if the other person feels like, you know, I'm yelling or I'm angry at it, so how do you handle that, Prabhuji? When you say, like, you know, we are trying to communicate even in a low voice, it feels like angry to them. So how do you handle that? Because that happened to me this morning, so I'm feeling bad about it. Like, whether I should be feeling bad that I even communicated or whether I should be feeling bad that I did say something about it.
Hare Krishna.
Hare
Maybe
Krishna.
You can lower your volume even a little bit more.
Like, if I, my voice is already low, Prabhuji, so nobody can hear. So it was very, very low for what I know. So even then it felt like angry. So I don't know what to do, Prabhuji.
No, Mataji. So I was just actually joking. But yeah, to try to answer a question, communication. Communication is the key. So you can explain to that devotee that, Mataji, I'm really sorry. That was not my intention. I was not angry or I did not speak it out of anger. Please forgive me if that is how I came across as. So communication is the key, Mataji. Communication is the key. See, if only I would have communicated with that Prabhuji, I would have realized that he is not trying to insult my father-in-law. He is not trying to belittle my father-in-law. On the other hand, he is trying to make better arrangement for my father-in-law. Instead of calling him for a small boys hostel program, he is planning to invite him to Radha Gopinath as a VIP. So all just misunderstanding, communication. So in this case also, better to just communicate that, sorry, maybe my voice is not proper. That's why you felt that it's angry. But that is not my mood. That is not my intention. Please forgive me. Then, does that make sense, Mataji?
Yes, Prabhuji. So if the other person didn't even give you the chance of saying that, sorry, what do we do? Next time, communicate to that. To them?
Next time, if the situation is, see, we have to take this case by case. But next time, if the situation is suitable, you can bring it up and say, definitely, you can say sorry. That will make you feel better. And next time, just be careful, because you know, we have to be careful that we don't hurt the feelings of devotees. Actually, Jayapataka Maharaj said something very, very amazing, which we don't have time, but if you remind me next time when I'm given a chance to serve, I will tell you what Jayapataka Maharaj said in this regard. But yeah, we should just be careful not to hurt the emotions of devotees. Otherwise, we will not be able to chant. We may wake up during Brahma Mulka, but still we will not be able to chant. I have experienced that also. We are not able to focus on the holy name, and no matter how much we try, it's very difficult. But if the devotees are happy with us, then chanting becomes very smooth by their blessings. So next time when you talk, you can explain this to the devotee and clarify that you did not intend to be rude, and just be a little careful next time. But if that was not your intention, you know, don't feel too bad about it. Because, you know, your conscience is clear. Just apologize next time. And, yeah, be careful.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Very Thank nice you. Class, Prabhuji.
Thank you. Dandavat. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
If nobody has any more corrections or comments or questions, we can end the class here. Is that okay?
Anyone else has anything to ask? Okay. Thank you all so much again. Thank you so much for the nice discussion.
Mm-hmm.
we can end the class now. Pancha kalpata rudyascha kripa sindhubhyo patta nam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo ananta koti vaishnav brahmaishnav jai srila prabhupada ki jai shri shri chaitanya charitamrita ki jai his grace adi gadada prabhu ki jai hare krishna
srila prabhupada ki jai thank you very much hare krishna
hare krishna